You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Today is Wednesday, November 25th. What to know today about more battleground states certifying vote counts, why the stock market hit a record high, and the major pharmaceutical company pleading guilty to criminal charges. Also, what to expect from this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, what will be different, and what will stay the same. Plus, Beyoncé makes history at the Grammys even before the winners are announced. Scotland becomes the first country to offer an everyday item for free. We'll explain. And what type of drink Queen Elizabeth is selling with ingredients from her own garden. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Four more battleground states certified their election results. Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Minnesota all signed off on a Joe Biden victory, and North Carolina certified its votes for President Trump. Of course, this is not a huge surprise since major news outlets have already called those states and no results have changed, but this makes the vote count official. The New York Times says now that most battleground states have certified their results, it makes President Trump's election challenges more difficult. But the president is threatening more lawsuits anyway. On Twitter yesterday, he promised a big lawsuit that will be filed soon that will lay out details of ballot fraud. But so far, he has not gone into specifics. And remember, election officials from every state have said there was no widespread fraud. So stay tuned. All election disputes are supposed to be settled by December 8th, and each state's electors cast their votes December 14th, officially and formally determining the next president. The U.S. stock market is making history in a good way. The Dow climbed more than 400 points yesterday, taking it above 30,000 for the first time ever. And the S&P 500 also rose 1.6% to its own all-time high. Analysts say there's a few reasons behind the boom. CNBC points to a little less political uncertainty since the Trump administration allowed the start of the Biden transition on Monday. The Washington Post says it seems investors also approve of President-elect Biden's pick for Treasury Secretary. As expected, he nominated Janet Yellen, who already led the Federal Reserve when the U.S. was recovering from the Great Recession. Plus, there's been a flurry of good news this week when it comes to vaccines. Remember, AstraZeneca was the third drug maker to report overwhelmingly positive results from its final stage vaccine trials. And all that seems to be giving investors hope that 2021 could be a year of strong economic recovery. Of course, the stock market could fluctuate again. If the coronavirus pandemic keeps getting worse in the U.S., more businesses could close and send stocks on a downward spiral once again. To be continued. Well, the White House Coronavirus Task Force has another serious warning about the spread of COVID-19. The task force put together a set of reports about the fall surge, and news outlets like CNN and The Hill got a hold of them. Specifically, these reports said this aggressive, rapid, and expanding spread of the virus requires a significant behavior change from all Americans. Because right now, the numbers do not look good. Yesterday was the deadliest day in the coronavirus pandemic in the U.S. since early May. The U.S. reported nearly 2,100 COVID-19 deaths. Hospitalizations are also hitting new records. At last check, there were 88,000 coronavirus patients in American hospitals. So the task force has three recommendations for everyday Americans and government leaders. One, wear a mask anytime you're in public. Two, increase physical distancing. That means businesses would need to lower capacity limits too. And three, make sure every American understands the risks of seeing anyone outside their immediate household while indoors and without masks. The task force says these should be seen as short-term sacrifices just for the next few months before a vaccine is widely available. The CDC director said again this week, the first batch of a coronavirus vaccine is likely to go out in the middle of next month, and he's hopeful it will be available for the general public by March. The drug maker behind the highly addictive painkiller OxyContin has now formally pleaded guilty to three criminal charges, officially ending the major federal investigation into the company. Purdue Pharma admitted during a virtual hearing in court yesterday to playing a part in the opioid epidemic here in the U.S., and that epidemic has led to nearly 500,000 deaths over the past two decades. For example, the company acknowledged it gave the government misleading information about its efforts to keep prescription drugs off the black market, and also admitted paying doctors through a speakers program to write more prescriptions for its painkillers. The guilty plea is part of a more than $8 billion settlement with the U.S. Justice Department that we told you about last month. The department said it's the largest financial penalties against a pharmaceutical manufacturer ever. But really, the actual amount the company will have to pay will likely be far less, since Purdue Pharma filed for bankruptcy protection to deal with the wave of lawsuits. Critics say this punishment is not enough, and that the family that owned the company should have faced even more consequences. ABC News reports the Sackler family will not face any charges or have to personally admit wrongdoing. And that said, other lawsuits against Purdue and investigations into other drug makers continue. The 96th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is still on for tomorrow, but there will be some changes this year. The parade route will only be a block long instead of the regular 2 miles because organizers don't want big crowds to gather. There also will not be any marching bands from around the country to prevent unnecessary travel. That said, the giant balloons and fabulous floats will be back, and you can expect them to get plenty of airtime on TV. There will also be a ton of performances from stars like Dolly Parton, the cast of Hamilton, and all the Sesame Street Muppets. Some parts of it will be pre-recorded, while others will be live, but producers say it'll be hard to tell which is which since the editing will be seamless. The Today Show's Savannah Guthrie, Hoda Kotb, and Al Roker will host the event. It airs on NBC at 9 a.m. Eastern tomorrow. Happy Thanksgiving! All right, we have more news still ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor, Liquid IV. So normally for the holidays, we tend to travel, and Liquid IV is perfect for staying hydrated on flights or long road trips, and the little packets are so easy to take on the go. Personally, though, this year we are staying in town, but I still drink my Liquid IV on a weekly basis, knowing that it can help support my immune system with increased hydration and essential vitamins. Liquid IV has more vitamin C than an orange and has as much potassium as a banana. And they have some delicious new flavors that go with the season, like comforting apple pie. And I appreciate that Liquid IV is not only healthier than sugary sports drinks, it also uses no artificial flavors or preservatives. Plus, I love that the company cares. In response to COVID-19, its products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, active U.S. military, and more. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Walmart in the beverage section, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use the code NEWSWORTHY at liquidiv.com. Now, back to the news. The nominations are in for the 2021 Grammy Awards, and it's clear the women are dominating. Beyoncé got the most nods of all. She was nominated for 9 awards, including Record and Song of the Year, for her track Black Parade, which dropped over the summer. Beyoncé is also making Grammys history. She's now the most nominated female artist of all time. So far, she's been nominated for a Grammy 79 times throughout her career and won 24 times. Meanwhile, Taylor Swift also got a slew of nominations. She's up for 6, most for her album Folklore, which she recorded during the pandemic. The British pop star Dua Lipa also has 6 nods, as well as the rapper Roddy Ricch. Other top nominees include Billie Eilish, Megan Thee Stallion, and DaBaby. The Grammys are set for January 31st at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. As of now, at least, the plan is to have them in person, and they'll be hosted by The Daily Show host Trevor Noah. Former President Barack Obama's new memoir is now among the fastest-selling nonfiction books ever. A Promised Land, as it's called, sold 1.7 million copies in North America in its first week. The book's publisher, Penguin Random House, says that's the best first-week sales it's ever seen. And other presidential memoirs have not even come close. All that said, the fiction bestsellers list still sells much more than the nonfiction list. When we're talking about the overall fastest-selling book of all time, that would be J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. That's the final book in the Harry Potter series. And when it came out in 2007, it sold more than 8 million copies in just 24 hours. Elon Musk is now the second richest person in the world. He overtook Microsoft founder Bill Gates yesterday and is now just behind Jeff Bezos on the world's richest list. According to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index, Musk is now worth a whopping $136 billion. Most of his wealth comes from Tesla, the electric car company he founded. Tesla's stock has been surging since investors are optimistic about electric cars. So because of that, NPR reports Musk's net worth has jumped by $100 billion since the start of this year, pushing him past Bill Gates. Still, he lags behind Bill Gates when it comes to charity. The Chronicle of Philanthropy says Gates and his wife Melinda have donated close to $50 billion over the past 25 years. Musk has given away about $100 million. Scotland is now the first country in the world to make menstrual products free. Scottish lawmakers have now unanimously signed off on this. The BBC says it makes period products available to anyone who needs them, and it's set to go into effect within 2 years. The goal here is to end so-called period poverty. That's when people are forced to go without sanitary products because they just can't afford them. It's expected to cost the Scottish government about 24 million euros or 32 million American dollars each year. But Scottish lawmakers argue period products are a basic need, so everyone should have access. They also expect other countries to follow suit. Already, Scotland was the first country in the world to make period products available for free to students in high schools and colleges. Queen Elizabeth has launched her own brand of gin made with ingredients from her own garden. It's called Sandringham Gin, and it's named after the Sandringham estate where the Queen usually spends the holidays. The gin is distilled in local small batches and costs £50 or $63 a bottle. For now, the gin is only available in the UK. By the way, this is not the first time the royal family has dabbled in alcohol production. Over the summer, the so-called Buckingham Palace gin went on sale online, and it sold out within hours. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, thanks to our sponsor today, ButcherBox. We just made some sloppy joes this week at our house with the ground beef I got from ButcherBox, and it was so delicious. My husband even commented how high quality and tasty the meat is, and how happy we are with all of the ButcherBox meat we've received. And here's the thing. It can be tough and or pricey to find and buy high-quality, humanely raised meat. But it doesn't have to be. ButcherBox offers options like free-range organic chicken, grass-fed beef, heritage pork, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, and sugar and nitrate-free bacon. So you're getting the highest quality meat, and yet you're getting it for around $6 a meal. Oh, and it's shipped right to your doorstep, so you save time, too. For a limited time, new members get 6 free grass-fed, grass-finished steaks when they go to butcherbox.com/newsworthy. That's 2 New York strips and 4 top sirloins added to your first box for free. Now, this offer only is going through Cyber Monday, but you can get 6 grass-fed, grass-finished steaks for free in your first box. Go to butcherbox.com/newsworthy. That's butcherbox.com/newsworthy. Now, back to Work Wednesday. So today, we're talking about the major retailers closing up shop for Thanksgiving. Remember, many of them usually open their doors on Thanksgiving night to roll out Black Friday deals early. But not this year. Places like Walmart, Target, Best Buy, Dick's Sporting Goods, and Macy's will stay dark. The stores say they're doing this to support and protect their employees during the pandemic. For example, Walmart says it would rather have its employees at home with their loved ones on Thanksgiving than at work. And for Walmart, this is a big deal. It will be the first time in more than 30 years the retailer has closed completely on Thanksgiving. The debate over whether to open or not open has been one of contention in recent years as well. For example, CNN reports some states like Massachusetts, Maine, and Rhode Island have prohibited big box stores from opening on Thanksgiving. Others have tried to force companies to pay their workers double. Despite the wave of closures this year, not all major businesses are following suit. Ones like Whole Foods, CVS, Walgreens, and Dollar General will stay open. But of course, that's not exactly to roll out Black Friday deals early. The grocers come in handy for shoppers who need to grab those last-minute Thanksgiving items. And a quick note that our team is taking Thanksgiving Day off, so we will not have an episode out tomorrow. That said, we will be back with another news roundup on Friday and our special edition episode on Saturday, which will be about the science of happiness. All right, thank you for listening today. We'll be back with another news roundup on Friday. Until then, have a great day and happy Thanksgiving.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.